This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After the EPA extends its timeline for providing answers to accusations they broke state campaign financing laws with the What's Upstream campaign, some wonder if a new administration will help expedite the process.
Certainly, there's hope. Obviously, with the change in administration, it looks like there's going to be some significant changes in the EPA and certainly in EPA Region 10 as well. We expect there to be some significant changes. What we're concerned about is that the staff people, who are civil servants and who've been there for a long time, you know, there's a culture that has been developed within the EPA that is very troublesome to farmers in the rural community.
Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says outgoing EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy admitted in a recent Washington Post interview that she wished they'd developed better relations with rural America.
I'm grateful that Gina McCarthy has pointed that out as she's leaving office, but we're certainly going to do all that we can with the new administration to make certain that there's a change that runs not just at the top level, which is at the political level, but at the staff level where the culture of EPA really resides.
Barron says what it's likely to boil down to is whether or not tribal concerns are immune from our state campaign laws. And if they are, something will need to be done to fix the problem, probably at the legislative level.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.